We're on the telephone with Nate Kaufman, ag economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. And Nate, let's talk about your latest ag finance data book report for the second quarter of the year, and I guess the entire first half here. And talk about what are some of the highlights of that report.
Sure. So just as a reminder, this is a survey that we do on a quarterly basis of commercial banks in the United States with a focus in agriculture, and it gives us an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what some of the recent developments might be at a high level in ag and ag finance. And one of the key indicators that we track in this particular report in this survey is the path of agricultural lending activity. And to that end, one of the things that we've followed the last year or so has been a little bit of a scale back in terms of the pace of lending. We certainly saw a pullback in the fourth quarter of 2016 and again in the first quarter of 2017. We've continued to see things kind of level off a bit. It's been a little bit sluggish in terms of the lending growth, but also recognizing that we're still in a transition in terms of the agricultural economy. I think the primary thing to note is we've seen some softness in the ag economy as farm income is, you know, about 50% less than it had been in its recent peak. And coming out of that period, there's been a significant increase in demand for financing the first couple of years during that transition from 2014 to, say, 2015. There still is, I think, significant demand for short-term financing in many cases, but it seems as though both lenders and borrowers have been a little bit more cautious the past year or so, trying to find ways of cutting back, recognizing that there maybe is a little bit more risk just given that prices have been lower and revenue has been lower, even though it's been a fairly gradual decline in terms of some of the profit margins in the ag economy.
Okay, so this report kind of looks back at what's happened. Give me your thoughts on what's happening now and kind of a look forward here.
I think probably the most important thing to note for a lot of lenders is the beginning of the year often is the middle of loan renewal season, and so borrowers will review financials and discuss what their strategy might look like for the remainder of the year as they're taking out new loans or carrying over debt from a previous year. And in many ways, 2017 looked fairly similar to 2016 in that regard, where borrower financials had maybe deteriorated on average, particularly on the crop side of things, since the livestock sector has maybe rebounded a bit the beginning of this year. And so I think there still is some nervousness both on the lender and borrower side as to what that might portend for the next year or so, and obviously depending on where crop prices end up. Certainly there's been a lot of volatility, especially the past week or so on the crop side, and definitely we've seen that in the wheat market and in regional areas that might have a dependency on that particular crop. Most of those developments have been focused on the weather and concerns about the weather, concerns about dryness here in the summer. The sort of fundamental characteristics, though, of the ag economy as it relates to demand haven't necessarily changed a whole lot. Demand is still fairly strong, but the growth has been slower than what we'd seen, say, 5 or 10 years ago. Much of the volatility that we've seen here lately, I think, has been focused on the supply side. But going forward, certainly depending on what production looks like, I think longer term, it's the demand picture that really will drive the path of commodity prices.